It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is a group of lung diseases that block airflow and make breathing difficult. My guest is Dr. Robert Goldberg. He's a pulmonary and critical care physician at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Goldberg. Let's start with a working definition of COPD. People have in their mind, people walking around with an oxygen tank, and you know that it's a very restrictive type of condition. Give us a working definition of it and tell us what kind of encompasses the umbrella of COPD.
Sure. COPD is a broad spectrum of multiple diseases, but the three most common diseases that are underneath this umbrella are chronic bronchitis and emphysema, and then some would include asthma as under the umbrella of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, though some people do separate out as its own entity. It's usually a disease process in which the patient loses the elasticity of their lungs or has significant inflammation of their lungs from previous exposures or from the disease process itself.
Okay, so let's start right off the bat with prevention. Are there some things that you can do to, some of it might be genetic, but are there things that you can do to cut down your risk factor for any of the obstructive pulmonary diseases you've mentioned?
There are definitely different ways to prevent coming down with COPD. The first step would be to talk about what causes COPD. Like you said, there is a genetic cause of COPD. There's an entity called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency in which the patient lacks a repair mechanism to their lungs, and over a lifetime with their exposures to the various pollutants, they eventually will develop COPD. The most common reasons for COPD worldwide are tobacco smoke as well as inhalation of smoke from wood fires. Worldwide, actually, the inhalation of wood smoke is the most common reason, as in underdeveloped countries, people will use those types of stoves for heating and cooking purposes, and then over a lifetime of inhaling that smoke, they will eventually develop COPD. In more developed nations, tobacco smoke is the most common reason, so therefore avoidance of any type of cigarette smoking, cigar smoking, any type of tobacco exposure reduces your risk of developing COPD.
Does exercise play a role in prevention and or treatment?
Exercise doesn't really play a role as prevention. And as treatment, there's a entity called pulmonary rehab or pulmonary rehabilitation, which is an exercise program which is becoming more and more prevalent, in which patients with lung diseases, specifically COPD, or even those who have undergone lung resections, will go through this exercise program, which is monitored. It doesn't improve their lungs, but it significantly improves their quality of life and basically helps them do better with the lungs they have.
So if someone was experiencing symptoms, what would they experience that would send them to a pulmonary physician?
Any type of shortness of breath can be a sign of COPD. Shortness of breath with walking, going upstairs, any type of exertion, especially shortness of breath at rest, is a concerning sign or symptom of COPD. Additionally, a chronic cough, a person who's coughing frequently, is a symptom of chronic bronchitis, especially if it's a productive cough.
Okay, so people are experiencing these things. And shortness of breath, I think, is kind of a hazy one, only because certain times of the month people might be short of breath. You might be because it might be a bad environment day. How do you know that it's something that when you say you can't catch a deep breath? People always ask this question. What does that really mean? How do we know that that's the problem and it's not just, the heat outside?
Sure. And shortness of breath is a difficult symptom in that there are multiple different disease processes that can cause shortness of breath. If you are experiencing some mild shortness of breath when running, as to be expected, that that's a normal physiologic response. Though if it's frequent or becoming more severe, then that is a warning sign that you should see your doctor. Then the physician might have you perform various tests to see what is the cause of that shortness of breath. Is it your heart? Is it your lungs? Is it that your blood levels are low? Or is this just normal physiologic shortness of breath? To diagnose COPD, a spirometry or a pulmonary function test is the test of choice, in which it's a breathing test in which we would assess how well you're breathing and whether you have signs of COPD.
Okay, so the pulmonary function test with spirometry, people take the test. They're told that, yes, you're starting with the beginnings of emphysema, COPD. What is then next? Is this something that once, you know, you're told you have heart disease, plaques building up, then you can go on a really strict diet, you can exercise, you can lose weight, you know, all those kinds of things can sort of reverse the process. What about with COPD? Is there any of it that's reversible, or once the damage done is done, it's done?
There could be some reversibility in your breathing, or that would be seen by your breathing test, in which case using the inhalers can help. The most important treatment or intervention for those with COPD is to quit smoking and to not have any smoking exposure. Any type of tobacco exposure can worsen that disease process and cause it to progress. The current treatment options for COPD are mostly inhalers to treat the symptoms. There's some small studies that one class of inhalers might help improve your lungs to some point, but unfortunately, once the damage is done, it's not reversible for the most part.
So we can use corticosteroids inhalers. That's just for the symptoms. So medication-wise, that's pretty much what you're doing. When does, you know, oxygen come into the mix? Because that's what people dread, I think, when they hear that they might have, you know, something going on. And then speak about pulmonary rehab just a little bit more.
So you mentioned inhaled corticosteroids. That's one of the classes of medications we do use. We also use long-acting beta agonists and another class, which is newer, meaning it's been around for probably 10 years. Those are the long-acting anticholinergics. And then we also use short-acting beta agonists in addition. So using a combination of these medications do treat the symptoms, and the long-acting anticholinergics are the class of medication that might actually help improve the lung function, but again, that was in a smaller study. As far as oxygen, usually oxygen comes into play when an emphysema or COPD becomes severe and the patient's oxygen levels are dropping, whether that's with exertion or even at rest. We have fairly strict criteria based on the Medicare criteria of when a patient qualifies for oxygen based on their oxygen level, either at rest or exertion. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise program which is monitored. At Mission, our pulmonary rehab program has various components. First of all, there's the monitored exercise portion of it. There's also a significant education portion. The participants will go through lectures and classes to learn more about their disease process as well as their treatment options. And at Mission Hospital, it also becomes something of a social club. They will go on trips together. There's a monthly newsletter and holiday luncheons throughout the year.
Okay, so they can get into a pulmonary rehab program at Mission Hospital. They can try some of the medications and inhalers that you've mentioned. Oxygen doesn't come into play unless really that there's something that they need to do. And then managing the situation, smoking cessation, making sure that you take care of your lungs. So wrap it up for us, if you would, please, Dr. Goldberg, in COPD, the umbrella under which a bunch of these, you know, conditions exist, and give us your best advice for chronic obstructive pulmonary disorders.
My best advice is to not smoke. Avoid any tobacco exposure in order to prevent COPD. Once you do have COPD, I would strongly recommend the tobacco cessation, and then seeing your doctor and maintaining that contact and that relationship with your doctor so that the two of you can decide upon the best treatment plan in order to minimize symptoms and prevent any or minimize any progression of the disease process.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Robert Goldberg. You are listening to Mission Radio. For more information on Mission Hospital, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Mission Radio. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.